By now, you've probably heard the comments made by conservative Christian broadcaster Pat Robertson about the Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. In case you haven't, here's what he said earlier this week on his program, The 700 Club.
You know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war.
The State Department promptly denounced Pat Robertson's comments, calling them inappropriate. A Venezuelan official called them criminal and urged this country to take legal action against Pat Robertson. But just who is Hugo Chavez, this Venezuelan leader, and why would anyone want to assassinate him? Here's NPR's Eric Weiner.
Venezuela's elected president, Hugo Chavez, former paratrooper, self-proclaimed man of the people, wields a lot of power in Latin America. He does it in at least two ways, oil and television. First, oil. Venezuela has lots of it, the largest reserves outside the Middle East. With oil prices near record highs, that means record amounts of revenue for the government of Hugo Chavez. In fact, some analysts see a direct correlation between rising oil prices and Hugo Chavez's rising ambitions. Michael Shifter is vice president for policy at the Inter-American Dialogue.
I think the price of oil has made Chavez supremely confident and self-assured. And I think we would not be seeing the kind of tit-for-tat and deterioration in relations if it weren't for oil.
The oil revenue, says Shifter, has allowed Chavez to thumb his nose at the U.S. in ways that other Latin American leaders would never dare to do. Chavez has called President Bush a jerk and a threat to international peace. The Venezuelan leader, meanwhile, is shopping for new Russian-made weapons and has cozied up to Cuban leader Fidel Castro. The two men met in Havana this week. In fact, some commentators are calling Chavez the new Fidel, a perennial thorn in America's side. Again, Michael Shifter.
I think he always had in the back of his mind, how could we really stick it to the United States? They've stuck it to us for our history, and now we're in a position to really sort of assert our national pride and control.
Lately, Chavez has extended that national control from the oil fields to the airwaves.
Las noticias en Telesur, América Latina, de verdad, verdad.
This is Telesur, a new Latin American TV network launched by Venezuela. It airs a mix of news, documentaries, and movies, and claims to be the true face of Latin America. Some have compared it to Al Jazeera, the Arab satellite network that many Arabs love and the Bush administration despises. Telesur has the backing of three other Latin American countries, Argentina, Uruguay, and Cuba. But Rosenthal Alves, a professor of international journalism at the University of Texas, says it's clear in whose image the network was created.
It reflects the policies of Hugo Chavez. It reflects the personality of Hugo Chavez. And that's why everybody in Latin America is calling it Tele Chavez.
Relations between the U.S. and Venezuela seem to reach a new low every day. Into this geopolitical tinderbox steps Christian preacher Pat Robertson with a suggestion that the U.S. assassinate Hugo Chavez. U.S. officials have roundly denounced Robertson's comments, but they have received big play in Venezuela and, some analysts say, play right into Hugo Chavez's hands.
I don't think Hugo Chavez and supporters could have scripted anything better.
Jerry Haar is a professor at Florida International University in Miami.
This clearly plays into his delusion, his paranoia, and his baseless claims that the United States is trying to assassinate him.
Which brings us back to oil. About 15% of our oil imports come from Venezuela. Should Chavez follow through on his recent threat to cut off oil sales to the U.S., that could lead to higher gas prices. Most analysts say that's not likely to happen, at least not now. Hugo Chavez needs the oil money to stay in power, and power is one thing the Venezuelan leader is not likely to give up. Eric Weiner, NPR News.